well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Welcome to another edition of Bearing Arms, Cam and Company. My name is Cam Edwards. Glad you're with me on the program today. I'm going to be talking with a friend, Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, here in just a minute. You know, we've been doing Mondays with Mark, but yesterday we had another Mark Overstreet, to join us on the program. So I guess we did have a Monday with Mark. Anyway, Mark Walters emceeing the Gun Rights Policy Conference on Saturday. I so wanted to be there in person, but again, you know, just dealing with some stuff here at home. In fact, I'll clue you in a little bit on what's going on. So I think my dog is dying, and she's been really sick for the past week or so. Does not seem to be getting any better. I'm actually headed to the vet again after I get done talking with Mark today. So I may be here with the show tomorrow. I may not be. It just kind of depends on what the vet says and what the next steps are. So yeah, it sucks in a word. So appreciate the good thoughts. And again, appreciate your patience with my kind of crazy schedule over the past week or so. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about with Mark today, including the Gun Rights Policy Conference, but also I want to talk with Mark about, I don't even know if he really wants to discuss this, but I want to talk with him about something that he shared with me last night, the importance of, that relates to the importance of carrying for self-defense in this day and age of heightened tensions. It is, I think, more important than ever that folks be able to protect themselves. And I want to talk about that with Mark as well. So let's get started. Take a look and a listen. Mark, thanks very much for coming on the program. It's good to see you, my friend.
Oh, Cam, it's wonderful to be here. Always pleasure. How are you today, my friend?
You know, we'll see. Anyway, appreciate you. You joined me on the program. Sorry I could not make it to Salt Lake City.
You were missed.
I missed you guys, but hopefully next year I'll be able to make it there. And maybe even before then, we can connect at SHOT Show or NRA or one of the other events. But I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about Gun Rights Policy Conference, but you know, you were emceeing on Saturday. I know that you were around for the entire weekend. Can you give me your thoughts, and can you give me anything that you took away from this past weekend?
The greatest content I've ever seen in my tenure at being involved, and I've emceed over the previous few years, so I've been involved with GRPC for a long time. This was, without a doubt, the greatest slate of speakers providing the best content that has ever been put out at a GRPC. Alan Gottlieb believes the same thing. A number of us had mentioned that, those veterans who had been to the conference. So if you missed it, ladies and gentlemen, you missed a lot of great content. The format has changed radically, where it's not just a litany of speakers droning on every 5 minutes for two straight days. Now, each speaker has about 15 minutes, Cam. There's a clock in front. Everybody stays on track. Makes my job as an MC much, much easier. And we're doing fireside chats now, where I sat down for 30 minutes with Austin Knutson, the Montana Attorney General, on the panel with Steve Montenegro, the Speaker of the House of Arizona, and Carrie Ann, I want to say her Lisbon, I forget. I'm so sorry for butchering her last name. I apologize.
Oh, Claire?
No, not Carrie Ann Claire. She was a Utah State Representative.
Oh, okay.
So we had a great conversation there. And then later in the afternoon, at about 2 p.m., I had an opportunity to sit down with Sarah Weaver of Ruby Ridge fame, a survivor, 16-year-old girl whose mother was shot right there in front of her. It was a very emotional interview. It was, I will tell you this now to our listeners and to our viewers, I've been interviewing people for 20 years. This was probably the most difficult interview I've ever done. It was extremely emotional, and it came across that way. So I would encourage you folks to, please, you can visit YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Gun Rights Policy Conference 2025, and you can watch the Saturday session and the Sunday session, two separate videos. And I would highly recommend that people do that. And many, many, many thousands have and will continue to do so over the course of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. So you get back home, and then last night, I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but last night you sent me and a couple of other folks a text letting me know about something that was going on. And I think that this is worth talking about, but I don't want to step on your toes. So you share as much information as you want to about this incident.
Yeah, the reason I sent the text to you and others in the movement on our side was, my daughter was at a Chipotle last night. Now, my daughter's 22 years old. She'll be 23 in November. And her and a friend were sitting just enjoying their dinner at Chipotle. If you've ever been in a Chipotle, some of them have, this local one here has the bar goes, you know, by the window. They were sitting at the bar enjoying their deal, looking out the window, when some loser, a leftist lunatic, starts harassing my daughter because she's wearing a Trump sweatshirt. and the guy starts yelling, "Are you a fascist? Are you a Trump supporter?" Now, fortunately, you know, kids these days, man, a phone is in their hands. So boom, my daughter's friend got it on video. Now, I'll be posting that video on X for people to see. That will be coming up. So if you want to check on this, it's at AAR Mark. You can follow me at X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And I'll have that video up within the next hour. I'm just having to find a way to parse my words politely so I can, because I'm dad at this point.
Yeah.
As he began walking further away, my daughter handled it beautifully and said, "Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day." Her friend was saying, go away, leave us alone. As he's walking out the door, he's yelling, "You don't have to be a Trump supporter just because your parents are. You don't have to do everything they say. Don't get keep your head in the sand." So he's harassing. Now, I want to point out that I live in Georgia, as you know, and most listeners know that by now. The county I'm in is the single most conservative county, and that's by voting record, not my opinion, in the state of Georgia. These lunatics are everywhere. Everywhere. Now, he likely would not have approached them if I were there. I would have likely had a gun, at least a gun openly carried, or at least a concealed handgun. We would have put a stop to it immediately, but he wouldn't have done that with dad there. So what does this coward do? He picks on two beautiful 22-year-old girls and starts harassing them for wearing a Trump shirt. Folks, my takeaway from this is be careful, be cautious. These people are everywhere. They are dangerous. My advice to my daughter when she called me right after the incident unfolded was, if you're not comfortable walking out with your friend, make sure there's a manager. This guy knows you're in there. He may wait. Do not go out there alone. Now, my daughter is fully capable of turning him into Swiss cheese. And this is the lesson. She wasn't last night. So the family's going to the range again on Thursday. We're going to bone up on our skills. My son is 21 today. Another lesson learned. He can't wait to begin carrying. When we take him out to dinner tonight, he will be openly carrying his brand new handgun in his brand new crossbreed holster. And in the state of Georgia, if he wants to order his first legal beer, he can do so with an openly carried gun where we're going to dinner tonight in this state. But this is, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, these people are dangerous. They are everywhere. Please be aware of your surroundings. Carry your firearm everywhere you go. And that's where I'll leave it. You can watch me at Twitter at AAR Mark. I'll post the video along with the text of what he was saying to them in just a little bit for you.
You know, and I appreciate you sharing this story. I saw the video last night when you shared it, and you're right. I mean, your daughter and her friend did handle it beautifully. They didn't lose their calm. Yeah. They didn't engage with the guy. It was just, you know, okay, go away, leave me alone. But as you say, man, you know, and I'm glad that this guy wasn't waiting around outside.
Right.
Hopefully this guy, maybe I'd like to think this guy had that realization as he was driving home. What the hell was I doing?
He didn't
do that. I'm not holding my breath.
Don't hold your breath on that one.
You know, look, most of the people that we interact with over the course of our day, you know, 99.9% of them, whether it's a pleasant interaction, whether they are, you know, jackasses, they're not going to do anything to escalate that to the point of violence. But we do live in a day and age where you don't know what's going to happen. And there are people who will snap, who have snapped, who will lose their cool. They will, you know, they cannot handle being around somebody who they disagree with. And I think you're absolutely right. It's a sad reality, but it is that reality. We're not just worried about getting mugged. We're not just worried about being the victim of a carjacking, right? We are now literally have to be concerned about somebody attacking us because of the shirt that we're wearing, because of the bumper sticker that we have on our car. And that is, you know, I hope that that's not the world that our kids grow up in. I hope we're able to claw our way back to some semblance of reality, but we've got to recognize this is where we are right now.
And yeah, you know, if you don't, Cam, we've talked about many times over the years, preparation, avoidance, awareness, okay? If you carry a firearm, you carry a firearm because you already know that evil is real and evil exists and it can visit you whenever it chooses to do so. It's unlikely. I want to think that it's unlikely like you do, and I'm optimistic. However, when you see this, all right, people have decisions to make. Are you going to stop wearing your Trump shirt? Absolutely not. My daughter will put a Trump hat on the next time she goes out to wear with her shirt. That's the way she is. And God bless her for doing that. You have to stand your ground. But again, these people are cowards. If it were my son and a buddy sitting there, he likely would not have approached them. Yeah. If dad were sitting there, he wouldn't have. And if he did, he would have gotten a whole different response than my daughter gave. So again, we're being faced with decisions. that we have to make in our daily lives now. And I'm listening to you talk. Think about it. Because of the shirt we're wearing, right? Because of that, we have to be careful. This is a dangerous environment we're in. But guys, the preparation, avoidance, awareness aspect of this is absolutely critical right now. And I would highly recommend if you carry a gun and you can openly carry in your state, I can promise you now that I will open. I openly carry from time to time. Tactical decision on my part. Always concealed carry. Always. But I'm going to make a statement over the course of the next few days and weeks and likely carry my gun openly just because I can and because I do want to make a statement. And, you know, I go back to Masoud Ayoub, our dear friend, who always says, well, carrying a gun should not be a political statement. And I agree with him, except now, I'm sorry, this is just the time we live in, and I'm going to make that statement. That's simple.
I agree with you. I'm not even sure that I'd call it a political statement, though. I think I would call it hopefully a deterrent effect. As you say, right, if you were there, your son was there, I doubt this guy would have said anything. If your daughter was openly carrying, I doubt this guy would have said anything, right? So I have not been the biggest fan of open carry in the past. I'm glad it's an option in Virginia where I live. You don't need a permit to carry openly. I think that's the way it should be. But after your conversation last night, I mean, I've been thinking about it. Is there a deterrent effect of openly carrying? Does it persuade or at least cause some of these individuals, like they might call me names under their breath when they get to their car as they're walking out the door? But is that going to stop somebody from thinking that they can give me a piece of their mind or maybe, you know, a fist to the face because they disagree with my politics? Right.
I would hope so. I would like to think that the deterrent effect of being armed would stop somebody from that, like from doing something like that or even commenting to you at the time. This is not the guy I want to be mouthing off to. I don't want to take the chance. This guy's carrying a gun. I would like to think so. However, in today's day and age, you just don't know. And that's what's so frightening. Again, the advice is, ladies and gentlemen, make whatever decision you want. But I will tell you this. Make sure you're carrying a firearm. There are people out there that hate you. And they're very dangerous. They're very bold about this right now. But what does it say about a grown man that picks on two beautiful 22-year-old girls? That's a coward. That's flat-out coward who likely wouldn't have said it if Pop was there.
Yeah. Okay?
So yeah. I'll leave it at that. And guys, you make your own decision here. But I know what I've made. I've made my decision, and I'm wearing it on my sleeve on camera with you and on tape with you right now today.
Well, again, I appreciate you sharing the story. And again, AAR Mark on
Twitter. Yeah.
All right. Mark, as always, man, it's great seeing you. Thank you for spending some time with us today. And hopefully we can get back to Mondays with Mark.
When you are.
Although we did have Mark Overstreet on yesterday. So we did have a Mondays with Mark.
Okay.
It wasn't the Mark we normally have. But
well, let me say this, Cam, if it's any consolation to you, the entire time warp of the trip from Utah on the red eye flight that got me back on Sunday morning at 5:06 a.m. I'll tell you this. I actually thought Monday was Tuesday. I actually packed up my guitar for my Tuesday guitar lesson before it dawned on me. Wait a minute. It's Monday. So we didn't miss it. OK, I'll consider this to be Monday.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Mark Walters from Hard American Radio. Joining us here on Bearing Arms, Cam and Company. Love you too, man. My thanks to Mark for joining me on the program. Looking forward to seeing him again soon, hopefully in person at some point soon. Right now, let's get to today's Armed Citizen story, our good deed of the day, and our recidivist report. We'll start there. Now, this isn't quite technically a true recidivist report because the guy is facing additional charges, but I don't know that he's actually been convicted of anything in the past. So maybe a pre-recidivist report. Anyway, here's the headline. East Bay man gets probation for trafficking teens who fought each other at Oakland Hotel. Yeah. 21-year-old Marquise Webb pleaded no contest to pimping and was sentenced to 2 years probation earlier this month, according to the San Jose Mercury News. He was also ordered not to register at local hotels unless he uses his real name, which, okay, whatever. Meanwhile, prosecutors ended up dropping the human trafficking charges that Webb was facing as part of that plea deal. Now, Webb does still face charges for robbery. He's accused of robbing a grocery store in Oakland. He's due in court on those charges next month. But until then, he's a free man. And Oakland police said this investigation started last June. They got a 911 call regarding a robbery at a motel in Oakland. When they showed up, they identified both the victim and suspect as 17-year-old girls who were listed as missing from different parts of California, one of whom apparently had already been detained earlier in an undercover prostitution sting, at least once, maybe twice. Before being booked for alleged assault, one of the girls requested to call someone who was saved on her phone as Mr. Billionaire, which turned out to be Webb, whose name apparently had already surfaced in another trafficking investigation, in which criminal charges ultimately were not filed. In that case, a girl that accused Webb of trafficking her between the ages of 14 and 17 said that he used the proceeds to buy a home in Antioch. So here's my question. You've got somebody who's clearly been on your radar, right? You clearly suspect him of engaging in human trafficking. Maybe for whatever reason you didn't have the evidence to bring the earlier case forward. Maybe the witness turned out, or the victim turned out, didn't want to cooperate. Whatever the reason. Now you actually have physical evidence tying Webb to the trafficking of these teenage girls. Why offer him a plea deal that allows him to escape on probation? Again, nothing more than probation for pimping, which is another term for human trafficking, right? So you allow him to escape on less serious charges rather than taking this case to trial and hopefully putting him behind bars. I don't get it. I don't. Even in California, this seems egregious. All right, on to today's Armed Citizen story, which is actually an update from yesterday's Armed Citizen story. We told you we'd give you more details if they became available. Well, we now have more details. Woman shoots and kills man sexually assaulting her in her home, Indiana cops say. So you remember this case was out of Cumberland, Indiana, one of the bedroom communities of Indianapolis. It was September 28th. Apparently, the woman had invited this guy to her home, but when he was there, he started to make what were described as several unwanted sexual advances. At one point, following the homeowner into a room where police said he started to sexually assault her. That's when she grabbed a gun. She fired a single shot, she says, to defend herself. When officers were called to the home, they found the man suffering from a gunshot wound. As we reported yesterday, he was taken to a local hospital where he passed away from his injuries. He's been identified as 30-year-old Malik Felixis Robinson. Police said the woman was also hospitalized, which we didn't know yesterday, and treated for assault-related injuries. Meanwhile, inside the home, investigators collected several pieces of evidence that they say are consistent with the telling of events by the woman in question. So they'll present all of this to the Marion County Prosecutor's Office, but she's not arrested. She's not facing charges. Again, the physical evidence appears to back up her story. I hate that that happened to her, but I'm so glad that she was able to protect and defend herself. And hopefully the prosecutor will quickly clear her in this case. Finally today, our good deed of the day, in the right place at the right time, willing and able to do the right thing. A woman and a police chief in the tiny town of Trenton, Kentucky, who were able to save a woman from a burning car. I don't know if this woman was known to them or a stranger, but, you know, Trenton's not a big place. Anyway, Arlen Alvarez was at home. She hears this big crash in her backyard, and she looks out, and she sees this car in her property that had barely missed her home. It actually hit her porch, and there's smoke coming out. So Alvarez grabs a hammer and then goes outside to see if she can break the windows to get the person out of the vehicle, because the car is clearly on fire at this point. Meanwhile, Henry Hamlet, who's the police chief there in Trenton, shows up a couple of moments later. He had actually seen the car driving erratically on the road, thought that it was maybe a stolen vehicle. In fact, he said he would bet a week's paycheck that that's what it was. No, it actually was a woman who was suffering a medical emergency behind the wheel, who ended up in Alvarez's backyard. So the pair ended up teaming up to break the windows, able to pull that woman free. Apparently, the truck became fully engulfed in flames just moments after she was taken out of the vehicle. She is okay. Her name is Lou Camp. And, you know, she's lost her car. Apparently, there's not a GoFundMe that's been set up, but there is like a place where you can make donations there at one of the local banks in Trenton. I am just grateful that Hamlet and Alvarez both able to work together to save Camp's life. And again, in the right place at the right time, willing and able to do the right thing for what they thought at the time was a stranger in need. Turns out maybe somebody that they knew in this small town of Trenton, Kentucky, but looking out for each other, looking out for strangers, trying to do the right thing. That's what it's all about. And we thank them for their very good deed. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Bearing Arms, Cam and Company. Fingers crossed, we'll be back with you tomorrow on the program. I'm just, at this point, just trying to kind of play everything by ear. So if you are the praying kind, send some good thoughts up for my pup. She has been with me for 8 years, and yeah, This one's rough. So anyway, I will hopefully be back tomorrow. Until then, I would encourage you to check out BarryandArms.com. We're keeping up to date on all of the latest Second Amendment news and information from all across the nation. I am doing my best to sit down in front of the keyboard when I've got a spare moment or two. But we also have contributions from John Petrolino today and, of course, Tom Knighton, keeping you apprised of everything that's going on. And if you like what you see, I'd also encourage you to become a VIP, VIP Gold, or VIP Platinum member. Use the promo code FIGHT, and you can get 60% off your membership. You get all kinds of great benefits no matter what level of support you choose, but we certainly do appreciate your support. We really do. All right. I am really hoping I get to see you tomorrow. But until we talk again, be well, be safe, and be free.